Get ready for Big Guy Small Talk.
Hey, Raph.
What?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit, it's Valentine's Day.
It is.
Woo-wee.
It's only one day out of the year where we celebrate love.
I know. I love it. it's my favorite holiday, whether I'm with someone or I'm single.
Really?
No, but it's up there.
I was about to say.
I think honestly, we won't talk about favorite holidays because I don't know if I even have one. But that's a whole other topic. That fuck up the whole... I can edit this out.
And that's where this all goes.
This is my ADHD, man. This is okay. All the time.
We appreciate you, no matter what.
Thank you. All mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, people, happy Valentine's Day. What's the point of this podcast right now? What are we going to do?
We're going to go through what Raph and I think are some do's and some don'ts.
That's right. We're going to drop some knowledge bombs on y'all.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Given our combined 60 years of experience in life.
Yeah.
Raph was a baller from like age one, so I can count.
I have been a baller for a while. Yeah. I got some swag.
He's a lady killer from the cradle.
Literally.
Cradle of the grave.
Just kidding. Oh, yeah. No. That got dark.
This is not as like serial murder podcast.
So. Let's drop these bombs. You just want to get right into it?
I do. I think actually I should go first because this one is kind of...
Oh, yeah.
This one is, I think, sensitive for the ladies, and I am talking
it's
to
for the
my,
chicas.
And then for a certain significant other in my life, this might be for him too. So...
Clap back.
It's currently, what, like 40, 41 degrees outside? It is really cold.
Fucking cold.
So if you are like me, and I will admit this proudly, you stop shaving in winter. Like, that's Wait. Just it. Like, done. Because you're wearing leggings and you're wearing jeans and you're not showing those legs. So, ladies, do shave your legs. For Valentine's Day. It'll make you feel better, even if nobody ever sees it. And men, trim your beard, because if we're shaving our legs, you better be keeping up with the, you know,
yeah,
the pack.
I know it's awesome for women to not have to shave their legs in winter, but
it's amazing.
It's one day. Shave your legs. You never know who's gonna be touching your legs. That's just an important thing.
I mean, you could be touching your legs.
Sure.
You deserve that gift of a smooth, silky skin.
True. And gentlemen, clean them beards up.
Yes.
It's like cute to a point.
Oh, and nose hairs? Yeah. Get rid of those.
Yeah, that's real shit. I got to do that often. So don't feel bad if you have to clean up your nose hairs. Sometimes I Snapchat them if they're really long just to show people how awesome I am.
Oh my God.
It's a real thing.
You can find Raph on Snapchat later. Or you can take him off
your
Snapchat.
But yeah, just clean up your beard. If you're like me and can't really grow one, it's super simple. Anyways,
you got a little scar.
The next one, just in general, for those of you who just don't find time in every day to take a shower, make tomorrow a shower day. Just get some soap and put it all over that nice soft skin and smell good. Even if you're single, just shower. In fact, shower every day. But really, tomorrow, if it's a struggle to do it every day, for sure sneak tomorrow in.
I will defend some people out there who do not believe in showering every day because it is not actually healthy for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of that camp. But yeah, tomorrow is a special day.
Get cleaned up.
You never know who you'll be sitting next to on public transportation.
True.
Oh yes. This is my, like, one of my biggest do's. Like, send somebody, like, just drop them a line, send them a note. Don't care what it is. I mean, please don't be, like, negative.
What
but
if it's...
my personal favorite, and this is something that I started last year with Tristan, is sending Valentine puns. I love them. Right now, on my desk at work, it says, I've taken a Viking to you.
Oh God.
Oh, that's so crazy.
What if you just want to send someone like an emoji, like a peach and a smiley face?
You're sending somebody your ass?
Hey. You don't know what they're into.
Okay. Just don't follow it up with an eggplant and we'll be good.
But send someone a note. Yeah. Even if they're not your SO.
You know, take a post-it note and put it on their freaking monitor at work. I mean, I don't care who it is. They're going to appreciate it.
Don't make it creepy, though.
Oh, yeah. Please don't.
Yeah. HR is a thing. That's real.
Yes. Side hugs. Side hugs. If you're giving
hit them with the Jesus side hug. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And the last one. Buy Valentine's Day snacks. And not for you. Or for you and someone else. Snacks, though. You know? You gotta... Not everyone likes chocolate. Mm-mm. You know? It's not for everybody. Chocolate's usually a safe bet, but you never know. Someone could be on that keto diet this year. And
ooh, pork rinds.
Laying off the chocolate. Is that keto?
Yeah.
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Fat, I guess.
Yeah. It is like zero net carbs. That's keto talk. I saw somebody on my Instagram today, like dipping that in some hummus and going to town. I was like, okay. Yeah. But if somebody gave me a bag of Cheetos, I would love them more than if they gave me a bag of chocolates.
Right. Yeah. I feel like if someone brought me some chips, that'd always be a good bet.
Oh, my God.
Or Doritos. Some veggies and hummus. Just hummus, really. It's
good. I could go for some baba ganoush.
I've never had baba
ganoush. I am so weird. I know.
Never had it.
It's fantastic.
I don't think I'll try it.
But no, like Valentine's snacks.
Always a key.
Food is the way to many people's heart.
It doesn't always have to be chocolate. Get creative.
All right. And so our last do. So sorry, Raph, that wasn't our last do. This is our last do.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
All right. No, this is me speaking as a lady again. Wear something sexy. Like, I mean, it doesn't have to be your work attire, but you can wear some sexy underwear. Wear a sexy bra, ladies. We all know that we've got that special bra that just makes you feel damn good about yourself. So, do it for you. Show yourself some love. That sort of thing. Men, maybe wear some clean underwear.
Yeah. Or men, you know, if you have that pair of underwear that they put a little pep in your step, put those on, you know? If they make you feel a little good, put those on, you know? Yep. Whatever makes you feel good. It's your day, man. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. So. But wear underwear, please.
Yeah. Some self-love. Yeah, self-love.
For sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Now some don'ts.
Oh, dear.
So first, you go.
Okay.
That's a good one for you.
All right. So, don't forget it. It's Valentine's Day. Don't forget it's Valentine's Day. Yeah. So if you're single, like, there's no way nobody's going to, if, like, you're going to miss that it's Valentine's Day. So this one probably goes out to if you're in a relationship. Don't forget it's Valentine's Day.
Single people might want to forget it's Valentine's
Day. You know, some of them may, some of them won't. I mean, it's up to them. True. But, like, I have a coworker whose boyfriend completely forgot it was Valentine's Day last year, and she still holds it against him. I mean, probably doesn't hold it against him, but definitely reminds him of it. So I think they're doing something fun this year. Yeah. But
don't forget it.
Just don't.
Nope. And we're reminding you. If you know someone who forgot it, send them this podcast.
Yes.
Be a good time. Okay. Next. Don't be a hater. All right. If you're single or you're going through relationship problems, you have one day to not be a hater on all the people who are in awesome relationships, having fun, enjoying their life. You should be happy for them. Because
or mediocre relationships.
Love is a beautiful thing. And I just feel like you should always be supportive when you see it. So don't be a hater. And on that note, don't talk about Hallmark or how it's a Hallmark holiday. Oh, my goodness.
This is just a commercial holiday. It's not a real holiday. Oh, like, yeah. Hallmark made this up just so they could sell some stupid cards.
Yeah. And because of that, I'm not going to get my girlfriend anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get my wife anything. I don't really want to buy into this commercial holiday.
I don't believe in it.
Don't do that.
Okay. I would just be like, tip, dudes. If you are of this category and you're like, no, it's just a stupid Hallmark holiday, your ladies probably actually really enjoy it. I will have to say, like, I wasn't a big Valentine's Day person until, like, somebody told me that it wasn't an important day for him, and then I was like, Oh, well, now it is for me. Thanks.
Right on. Yeah. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Next.
So, dude, okay, no matter what you're doing, don't drink like a freaking asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's a big one.
Like, if you slur your words after one drink, probably don't drink. It's okay. It's actually pretty cool these days to not drink. Like, apparently there are rising numbers and then, like, you know, people who don't drink, especially among millennials.
Damn,
but
I did,
like,
dropping more knowledge bombs.
Dude, yeah. I got it all. But if you can have, like, two or three beers and you're perfectly okay, like, cool. Go for it.
And just we know it's hard, you know?
Drunk off your ass where you can't really, like, reciprocate the love that your significant other is feeling.
And we know it's tough. You know, you're out. The alcohol's flowing. You're feeling good. But if you're usually, like, an asshole or whatever when you're drunk, maybe don't get drunk. That's all we're saying. Yeah. Maybe just
this
drink
is a
in
day
moderation
for love.
That night. You know,
day for love.
Yeah. And then this last one.
I'm gonna let you
take it. All right, well, yeah, I'll say it. Don't spend this day with your damn parents. I know you think it's sweet and it's cool. Do you know what would be sweeter than spending the day with your mom and pop? Buy them a fucking date. Send them to dinner. Say, mom, pop, go out to dinner. I got whatever y'all need here. Because if you're single, you know, maybe you're just like, ah, fuck it, I'll spend with my parents. Put your single ass to work in their home and let them go on a date then. Damn.
Yeah.
That's sad.
This is like, you know, when your parents are going out for their anniversary dinner and they're like, well, everybody can come too, I guess.
No,
bow out.
Yeah. How the hell you think you were made? How do you think you were made? If you're a Scorpio, there's almost, you're almost undeniably conceived on Valentine's Day. The math checks out.
Somebody knows this horoscopes rather well, and it's
not
me.
I'm a Scorpio.
All right.
So that's, I've thought about it.
Oh.
I was like, wait a minute.
Raph is a Valentine's Day baby.
And well, I'm also a Scorpio and I'm a month early. So literally adds up 8 months.
Lost.
8 months. That's what I'm saying.
My God.
I was a month early. 8 months later is October. It's when I was born from February. So mom and pops must have had a good Valentine's Day. Either way.
All right. So
don't spend it with your parents. Sorry.
There's some do's. There's some don'ts.
Yeah, man. But most of all, enjoy it.
Share us your do's and your don'ts. If you happen to disagree, like, raise an objection and let us know.
Please do.
It might not change our minds, but it might.
Whatever, though, man. This is for y'all. And yeah, share some fun stories with us. Share some horror stories with us. We've all got them.
I want to know if you had a terrible Valentine's Day or a super awesome Valentine's Day.
Man, I want to know if you ever bought a lady something really fucking expensive and then she just like broke up with you a week later.
Oh, how sad. Wait,
no,
I want
no
to know.
No memories there.
But. Wait. I want to know which men dump women before Valentine's Day just so they can avoid giving them gifts.
That's a clutch move.
All right.
I've seen it happen.
So
it's been good.
You know, let us know. Hit us up. Chat us up.
That's right, man. Take care. We're out.
Love you.